KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy here today with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a man from Villisca was arrested Saturday afternoon on an Adams County warrant. 33-year-old Carlton John Dolph was taken into custody at around 1:50 p.m. on a warrant charging him with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Dolph was turned over to Adams County authorities and was being held on $1,000 bond. A teenager from Red Oak was cited for three offenses following a non-injury accident Friday afternoon. Authorities said over the weekend that following an investigation, 16-year-old Clayton Darnell Lasinski was cited for following too closely, leaving the scene of an accident, and for violating the terms of his instruction permit. After the 2003 Buick Century he was driving collided with the rear of a 2010 Chevy Aveo, driven by 44-year-old Brandy Lynn Woodyard of Shenandoah. The accident happened around 12:35 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 4th Street in Red Oak. Officials say both vehicles were traveling west on Highway 34 when the Chevy slowed down. The Buick struck the Chevy in the rear, causing it to spin around. Lasinski took off westbound on Highway 34 but returned to the scene about 40 minutes later with the owner of the vehicle, who was not with him when the accident occurred. Damage from the collision amounted to $11,000. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission levied fines totaling $100,000 against three casinos last week for allowing minors to get onto their gambling floors. One of the casino managers told the commission the father of an underaged male helped him to gamble, and the casino was pushing for them to be prosecuted. The chair of the commission, Jeff Lamberti of Ankeny, said local law enforcement dictate if charges are filed for underaged gamblers, but the commission's stance, nevertheless, is clear.
We would like to see them prosecuted for it, because that's been part of the problem, is if there's no consequence for the minor, then the facility, of course, gets penalized, but it does nothing really to discourage them or others from trying. So we would like to see law enforcement go after them.
Lamberti, who is a lawyer, said the casinos have video surveillance that shows what happened, and that would help in bringing charges.
Pretty easy case to make, yeah.
The Lakeside Casino in Osceola was fined $60,000 for letting a female minor into the casino six times in 1 week. And Harvey's Casino, the Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs, reached fined $20,000 for allowing minors into their gambling areas. Lamberti points out that all of the casinos self-reported the violations and says casino operators are doing their best to keep minors out.
Because of all the surveillance and all of the technology that we have now, they do a good job, but, you know, it's not a perfect system. We try to do the best we can.
Lamberti says there still appears to be no lack of young people who want to get into casinos, and he has this message for parents who thinks it's a good idea to keep their kids or help their kids get into a casino.
It's a bad message if a parent is trying to encourage and assist a minor. You know, we have laws in place for a reason, and we would just hope they wouldn't do that. And minors, you know, we're going to encourage law enforcement to prosecute because it's, you know, you need to be held accountable as well.
Lamberti said prosecuting minors will hopefully add another deterrent and prevent them from trying to get through security and into the casinos. In Omaha, Nebraska, a soybean processor is moving ahead with a $38 million expansion of its biodiesel plant south of Sioux City that will nearly double production of the soy-based fuel. Ag Processing Incorporated is planning the expansion at its Port Neal plant, which was the nation's first commercial-scale biodiesel plant when it opened in 1996. The plant currently produces up to 30 million gallons per year. At separate meetings held Friday, local and state officials adopted a package of incentives to help finance the biodiesel expansion, which is expected to create three new jobs. The Iowa Economic Development Authority in Des Moines approved $308,000 in added incentives, with $24,000 in loans and $280,000 in increased tax credits. And a consulting firm is moving to dismiss a lawsuit that argued the bids for Iowa government contracts could be entirely withheld from the public. The move by McKinsey and Company should avoid a trial today in which state lawyers were to argue in favor of disclosure. McKinsey sought an injunction to block the release after a reporter and a competitor sought copies of bids made for the Iowa Board of Regents consulting work. The company argued the bids were confidential trade secrets. The contracts went to other consultants who are reviewing Iowa's three public universities. In Friday's motion, McKinsey said the requesters are no longer seeking documents, and therefore the dispute is moot. Assistant Attorney General argued that the public has the right to know how the bids were evaluated. In our funeral announcements, Gene Moore Eblin, age 67 of Walnut, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Gene Eblin will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Darlene Anderson, age 90 of Harlan, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Darlene Anderson will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Bathurst, age 92 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Bathurst will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. David Alfred Walter, age 71 of Omaha, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for David Walter will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock, or tomorrow at 11 o'clock, that is, at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Adele Warnke, age 87 of Atlantic, died November 14th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Adele Warnke will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the main lounge of the Heritage House in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And B. Shearman, age 106 of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. Funeral services for B. Shearman will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.